What's up, y'all? Welcome back, or welcome back to, I should say, So Worthy, the podcast. My name is Gabby Thorne. If you're not already subscribed, hit that button. Y'all, it has been a long time, like I think 6 to 9 months-ish since I've been on the podcast. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how's it been this long? But welcome back over these last, let's say like 9 months or 6 months, whatever. Let's say it's 6 months. Over these last 6 to 9 months, there's been like a bunch of like different changes per se in my life. So like, whether it be like what I'm doing with my cleaning business, which is DOD Cleaning, based right here in like Harrisonburg, Rockingham County area, or just like my work of just like kind of like what I do day to day and things like that, there's been changes. But also like spiritually, I feel like there's been changes. So let me just hop straight in and just like really like share how this year has been for me, but also honestly how like, I don't know, for you, like you're not alone in like feeling behind for your age. Cause for me personally, like since day one, and that's why I'm really want to talk about 6 months, the last 6 months, because honestly, like this feeling of like being behind really hit when I turned 25. And so, yeah. If you're new to this channel, my name's Gabby. Again, I teach basically how to lead a godly lifestyle in your 20s, whether that's in your food, that's in your faith, that's in your finances, and even your fitness too. But yeah, and so if you really want to learn about how to lead a godly lifestyle in your food, faith, finances, and fitness, then keep listening. And even if you don't want to subscribe, just listen to the next episode that comes after this. All right, so y'all, let's talk about year 25, because I have not been on since I turned 25. I'm gonna just be so straight up. This episode might be 3 minutes, this episode might be 7 minutes, this episode might be 30 minutes. It's not gonna be longer than 30 minutes though. But yeah, I ain't been back in a while, and so I want to go with all these notes that are in front of me. But honestly, I just want to like just look at you just straight up and just talk to you. All right, so I just want to look at you and just chit chat. Let's just have a little chit chat, like as I tell the kids, like when they get disciplined, like let's have a chit chat real quick. But yeah, let's just have a chit chat. All right, so let's start with year 25. When I turned 25, I don't think I've ever had a birthday that was that sad, and I'm just being just so straight up. Like, if you want a podcast to listen to where it's like all sunshine and butterflies, like I love Jesus every single day of my life. Like I do love Jesus every single day of my life, but do I feel like I love Jesus every single day of my life? No. And so, yeah, if you just want some sunshine, some butterflies, then just don't even listen, because I'm not about to give you all sunshine and butterflies. I'm about to give you the real. Yeah, I'm just about to give you the real. All right, so let me tell you about when I turned 25. When I turned 25 this year, I literally felt like, oh my gosh, A, I'm not where I imagined being in life, like financially, career-wise. Yeah, I'm just not like where I imagined being in my life, like financially, career-wise. And that like right now, like I work at a daycare. I have a cleaning business. And then also I have like the Veg Gap, which is like a food faith blog and everything. While at the same time, like these things like aren't earning like what would be compared to like an architect's salary. Like it's like literally like less than half, like literally like living on a low income salary and having to just go budget like month to month and having like little to no margin and just things like that, or just like me and a bill having to change bill due dates because of the time I get paid and things like that, or just like having enough or barely honestly like enough some months has just been, it's just like it just tears you down. Like literally when I turned 25, I remember like when I woke up that day, like it's just something about 25 too, which I'm gonna get to in a second, but let me just talk about the day. So I remember when I turned 25, I woke up that morning and I said, oh my gosh, like this cannot be year 25. Like this can, like this just, like it just cannot. Like how am I like this broke? Like literally I remember my birthday dinner, like a friend had literally paid for like most of the finances, which is was such a just sweet gift. It's like, how do I not even have like $50 to pay for my own birthday dinner? Like this is ridiculous. And so yeah, I just felt like really low, like when I woke up. And then also like I think it was like a Sunday when I went to church. And I think like literally that Sunday I went to church, I was like, oh my gosh, I hope no one tells me happy birthday. Like that's literally how I felt. Cause it's like, you're saying happy birthday. And then are you going to ask that question? I'm like, oh, how old are you turning? And then when you ask me that question, like I'm literally going to be fighting back tears. Cause like I'm turning 25 and I literally hate where I'm at in life. And I know that's a strong word to use, but that's literally how I felt my birthday day. Like what I just felt like, I don't know. It's just like, how can I just be at this point where it's like, I'm on a low income salary. Like, yes, I know how to budget and things like that. And I'm so thankful for like all the lessons that like living on a low income salary have taught me, while at the same time, like, it was just so many different things. Like when I turned 25, I just felt like just so low. And like, I just felt like, okay, I'm 25. I imagine earning like at least six figures, at least like 50 grand a year. I do not earn at least like 50 grand a year. This is recorded like March 2024. Like I don't earn that right now. But like I don't even earn like 50,000 a year. I graduated architecture. An architect earns at least like 50, 70 grand a year. I do not earn anything close to that. And then also it's just like, and so I felt like low financially. And then another way, like, I felt low on my birthday is honestly just, like, my goals and dreams. Like, when I picture life at 25, I picture, like, owning a home by now. I do not own a home by now. Like, I'm not even going to own a home probably, like, within, like, at least, like, a year or like, at least a year from now. And so, yeah, like, when I turned 25, when I say I felt low, honey, like, I felt, like, low of low of low. But, yeah, and so that's how I felt waking up that morning. And then go to church or whatever. We have our birthday dinner. And, like, literally when my friends came over that night, I think one question asked, like, what are you looking forward to this year? I said nothing. Like, I was literally, like, so low. If you're close to me and you know me, like, you know, like, for me to say something like that, you know it's bad. Like, oh, it's really bad. But, yeah, so that was my birthday day. And so I tell you all that to say, like, I just felt, like, just so behind. And then, like, over, like, the past 6 months, like, even after my birthday, I feel like I was already feeling low, like, start, like, turning 25, because, like, I kind of had just, like, a vision of, like, earning more income, but then also, like, earning, like, a steady stream of income. Like, for instance, like, even with my cleaning business, this episode is just getting deeper and deeper. Oh, but, like, even with my cleaning business, like, I imagine, let's just back up, because I keep telling you things, but I feel like I gotta start with the first thing. When I turned age 25, first, I did not imagine being Christian. I'm gonna be honest, like, if you don't know me, I had went from, like, doing, I was transformed from, like, a life of, like, having sex, like, I could not go, like, 3 months without having sex, into, like, and then spirituality, like, I was into, like, new meditation, like, I literally used to do it, in Virginia Beach, like, where I'm from, like, I used to go to boardwalk Friday nights sometimes, like, once a month, and do new meditation, and so, like, I know all about that, chakras, Reiki, consciousness, like, I know all about it, like, I was in that world, but Jesus saved me and took me out of that, praise God, when I was in college, but yeah, so back to year 25. So when I turned 25, I didn't imagine following Jesus. I didn't imagine being at the place where I, like, where I'm at financially. And then also, like, just career-wise, I imagine either A, like, I didn't imagine being an architect. Like, once I went to architecture school and I had 3 different internships, I realized, like, I didn't want to do architecture, but I wanted to do real estate. And so, yeah. And so it's like, financially, I wasn't at the place where I imagined being. Spiritually, I wasn't at the place where I imagined being. And then also just, like, career-wise, like, working at a daycare and you make, like, what, like, you make a low income salary, like, that's not where I imagined being. Like, even, and so I say that to say with the business, like, this is the next thing, like, with the business, like, when I imagine having my first business, because my dream, my goal is to have multiple businesses, like, this one clean business I have, like, I love it and I'm thankful for it. But, like, 8 years from now, I don't imagine having just one business. Like, that's just, I don't know, it's just not the goal. Like, you open one business, you want to have more. I don't know. I think about businesses like kids. You have one kid, you probably want to have more than one kids. But anyway, I don't know if I'm staying on track, y'all. And if I'm not, I apologize. Okay, but let's go back. All right, so with back to the cleaning business and, like, feeling so behind in year 25. So when I turned 25, right, and, like, with this, like, with having a business. I imagine, like, A, I'm going to have consistent clients. B, I'm going to be at the point where I'm, like, hiring people out. Or just C, like, it's just a cleaning business. Like, it's such a simple business. How is it not bringing in, like, revenue? Or also, like, I'm doing, like, what all these people are telling me to do, but, like, it's not producing anything. Like, why? And this is at the point where I'm, like, let me see, I started 22. This is at the point where I'm, like, a year and a half in business. And, like, when that statistic of, like, businesses only, like, many businesses fail after their first year, and then, like, their second year and third year or something, but within 5 years, like, a good percentage, I think, like, 50% or something like that, businesses fail. I literally understand that statistic so much. Like, I literally understand it. I think sometimes when we look at failure, or when we look at ourselves as failure, even when we look at other people as failure, I think sometimes we don't have grace and mercy and, like, seeing, like, why did you fail, or, like, what is the root of the failure, or why do you even feel like a failure? And I think sometimes we just, like, miss, like, okay, why is this the way it is? But yeah, so I say all those things to say, like, I just felt super low, like, when I turned 25, and then it kind of, like, really just trickled into, like, the rest of the year. So going forward, like, after, like, my birthday time or whatever, just feeling low, like, my friends that prayed for me was just sweet, but, like, honestly, it just felt like just, like, low. Like, I just started to feel like just lower and lower and lower. And, like, I've been in counseling before and everything. And, like, I have, like, amazing friends and everything. But it's, like, even if you have all these things, sometimes it doesn't mean that you're not going to feel low. And so I'd say, like, you can follow Jesus 365 days a year. That doesn't mean, like, you're not going to have a bad season or a bad year. And if you don't believe me, you can look at the story of Job. When you look at Job, he was this man who trusted in the Lord, like, with all his heart, right? Like, he gave sacrifices and stuff like that. Like, his children even, like, served the Lord or something like that. But it's like Job just had a heart, like, he was blameless. That's what I'm trying to say. Job was blameless before the Lord. And if you don't know what blameless is, it's basically when you are just, like, so... What's the word? Like, you are just flued out. I'm going to say it in a 757 way. You are just so flued out for the Lord. Like, your reverence for the Lord, like, the way you serve the Lord, the way you are, like, just chasing the Lord is just blameless. And that word blameless is used in the Bible also when we look at Abraham and in Genesis when we look at Abraham. All right. And so it's like Job, like, he suffered. He went through so much while also at the same time, like, he saw so many new ways of the Lord. And so, like, when I look back at, like, these past 6 months of 2024, of, like, turning 25, I really just think about, I don't know. I just think about, I just think about Job, but also I think about how, like, the Lord doesn't waste anything. And so, even though I'm at, like, I'm 25 and I'm not where I imagine being at life in any other way, I am thankful that, like, I don't know, the Lord is my savior. Like, that is just the number one thing. And so I'll say this to say, like, if you're going through a time where it's like, oh, you feel just so behind for your age, or you just feel behind, like, financially, spiritually, like, all the things, I just want to tell you that, like, the Lord knows where you're at, but also, like, I don't know. You just need to read Job. And honestly, there's two things I want to say. First, like, just listen. If you don't listen to anything in this episode, please listen to these two things. There's two things that I did these last 6 months. And I promise you, like, these two things, like, really, like, transformed a lot of, like, me going from, like, feeling so low to, like, me feeling like, oh, Jesus, I love you, all these things. So the first thing I did is that, like, I asked the Lord, what season am I in? And you, a person, you follow Jesus, which is you've confessed that he is your Lord and he has saved you. That's how you're Christian. It's not through church. It's not through reading books. It's not through devotions. It's not through just looking like a Christian, wearing wearing Christian clothes. It is through the only way we are saved is through the blood that Jesus shed on that cross. It's not through works. Like, we are saved by grace through faith alone. We're not saved through works. All right. And so, like, you've confessed Jesus, Lord, like, you are, like, you're a Christian and everything. I would say, like, and you're feeling low. The first thing I would say that, like, something that helped me already, like, these last couple months is, like, A, ask the Lord, like, what season am I in? So 2 years ago, 3-ish years ago, I remember I was praying and fasting, and that's something else you can do. Oh, tidbit, do that. But I remember a few years ago, I was praying and fasting, and one of the, like, I was just in time praying and fasting. Okay, let me just back up. All right, so typically, like, typically when a year starts, something that I love to do, and my church does it, but I honestly do it a little bit. I do a mix with my church, but honestly, I do it personally, whatever that word is. I do it personally. And that is praying and fasting, because, like, some things only come through praying and fasting. Like, that's literally Bible. And so I remember a few years ago, I was praying and fasting, and I felt like the Lord told me, like, you're about to go through a Job season. And I was like, okay. And then literally, like, I think 3 months or 6 months after that, like, that's when all this stuff, like, just, like, all the Job things, like, kind of started to happen. Just, like, finances going down lower, like, changing job and things like that. And that, like, yeah. And that whole time is a whole other story for another day of just, like, choosing, making a decision to leave my job with only having 1 month of emergency savings. But anyway, let's go back. So, And so when you say you're going to go through Job season, I'm like, okay. And literally, like, over these past 6 months, I've asked the Lord, like, what season am I in? Or just, like, what is this the season in? Is this the season for me to try to build up my 6 month emergency savings, like all the people, all the finance people say to do, and which I would love to do? Or is this the month, or is this, like, the time right now just to margin well and to not have that much margin, but also to budget well? Lord, it's just a season where it's like I don't have every single thing that I want. While Lord, I can look at all these little glimpses of Jesus and I can see you every single day. And so that's another little tidbit of something to do. It's like look at your day and literally say, Lord, where do I see you? Like, Lord, where do I see you? This can mean the small things. Like, I remember last week I was at work and this little boy just started pulling up, which means he's about to start, walking. And, like, every single child, every single time a child talks, walks, crawls, that is a blessing. I don't care if it seems so normal. Like, I promise you, it's just such a blessing to see a child do that. And so, like, a little glimpse of Jesus and literally write them down, even if they are so small. Even if your little glimpse of Jesus is like, Lord, I went to the gas station and the gas was like 20 cents less. Or, like, you know, I thought something was going to cost $4 and it cost you $2. You know, like, just find these little glimpses of Jesus and write them down in your day. And then a second thing that I did in these last 6 months that helped me go from, like, I feel so behind to, like, oh, Lord, I love you again. It's just that, honestly, I, like, immerse myself in community, but also I let my community, like, come to me and, like, be in my stuff versus, like, drawn away. It's, like, there's this proverb within, I think it's, like, Proverbs 27. I'm actually trying to pull it up real quick. But there's this proverb, right? Whereas it basically talks about, like, a friend in adversity and stuff like that. Like, Proverbs is just so good. Like, you struggle with friendship or you just struggle in your relationships, your marriage. I want work relationships. I would encourage you to read Proverbs because, it is just so good. So a lot of people look at, what is it? It's 17, iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. I do agree that that thing is, like, just so good. But also, there is this scripture. Oh, here it is. It's Proverbs 27:10. That is just so good. It says, do not forsake your friend and your father's friend, and do not go to your brother's house in the day of calamity. Better is a neighbor who is near than a brother who is far away. Be wise, my son. And in 11, it says, be wise, my son, and make my heart glad that I may answer him who reproaches me. And it's like, like, the gift of friendship is just so sweet. And so, like, you're in this season where it's, like, you feel so behind. It's, like, you need to, like, first ask the Lord how to be a great friend and ask the Lord to surround you around friends. But then also it's just, like, allow your friends to be around. Allow your friends to, like, really, really be immersed. Because, like, say, for instance, Lord willing, you have this stronghold of pornography and it is just so strong. Like, every single day you wake up, or it might not even be wake up, it's when you get in your car, when you get home from work, or it could be when you go to bed, or yeah, like, if it is this thing is on me, if it is like just a stronghold of pornography, where it's like every single time you get in your car, you are always having to do that thing or look at that thing. It's like, first confess that thing, because the Lord reveal, like the Lord doesn't, like the Lord doesn't just reveal something, he heals you in it. And so like, reveal it, like confess that thing, let it out. But then also find someone who knows the Lord, serves the Lord, that person has confessed that Jesus is their Lord, and tell them, like, yo, I don't know where this podcast is going, but we just gonna keep on, because this ain't a scripted type of podcast day. But let me tell you something. I remember there were some times over these past 6 months where I was just like, I don't want to hear scripture, or even just like, oh, they're just gonna say, can I pray for you? And I really want to tell them, like, no. That's honestly how I felt. But of course, like, with my mouth, I would say yes. Like, let people pray for you. That's another thing. But it's just like, I don't know. If the enemy can keep you away from friends who know the Lord, it's just, like, just so horrible. And so, yeah, my encouragement to you is just, like, surround yourself in community, and also, like, let your friends in. But also, don't just, like, let your friends in, but, like, let them in a way that, like, they really know what's going on. Like, I'm not saying go on Instagram and, like, confess all your stuff. That's just not my type of thing. But find one person, three people who are super close to you, and just say, like, hey, like, I really hate the season of life that I'm in. Or, hey, my marriage is really in trouble. Or, hey, I really have a boss who I find it so hard to, to love. Like, just be so honest and so upfront with these people versus being like, I have to deal with it myself. Because, again, if the enemy can keep you away from the Lord, he's probably going to keep you away from people who know the Lord. And then that's just going to go back again to keeping you away from the Lord. And so, don't stray away, and instead, like, draw in. And then you as a friend, like, you know someone who is going through, someone who is, this thing is still unscripted, but you are a friend who is going, you have a friend who's going through something, yo, just be there. I'm not saying be there and give them 18 different scriptures. Maybe give them one scripture, okay, but if they're not in the mood that, like, read 18 different scriptures, sometimes just sit down and shut up. And I don't mean that word, like, in a rude way. I'm sorry, I could say that in a better way. But I would just recommend, just sit down and just be quiet. Like, sometimes, like, the greatest, like, one of, like, when I really think about it, like, honestly, like, one of my friends, like, Megan, all of my friends have been amazing. But when I think, I'm going to just give Megan her little spotlight real quick. Like, Megan has been a great friend in that, like, when I tell her, like, what's going on, or I tell her, she just doesn't even say anything. Like, she just be quiet and just be like, you know, Job's friends weren't helpful. The only thing you need for me to do is, or for us to do, is just sit and be quiet, then we'll do that. And, like, honestly, that is just so beautiful to my ears. Because, like, when you're going through stuff, or, like, you feel, like, so behind in life, sometimes what you don't need is, like, an answer to your solution. You need someone to be there, and that is your solution. Woo! That's so good. Somebody need to, like, just... that's just so good. I need to remember that. I'm going to say it twice because it's so good. But, like, sometimes you don't need an answer to your solution. Someone just being there is the solution. And so, yeah, just be there for your friend. But, yeah, those are the top two things that have helped me go from, like, feeling so behind to, like, oh, Lord, I love you again. I remember there was this one moment where I literally said, like, this was like when we have small group, which is like Bible study, right? And I remember there was this one week with the Bible study, and at the end of it, I was like, you know, after this week, and this is literally when I'm praying and fasting. So, like, that's another thing. Like, you can be praying and fasting, all this stuff. Like, if you're going to go through something, you're going to go through something. Like, just being straight up. Especially if, like, the Lord's, like, you're in a Job season. Like, you're just going to go through stuff. I remember there was this one season. I mean, not one season. There was this one time I was at a small group. And at the end of it, I said, you know, I think after this week, I understand how Christians turn atheists. And that, like, why am I at this season? Why am I, like, so low, like, financially? Like, why am I just, like, why can't I just do just, like, just such a simple thing? And, like, just go and, like, disobey the Lord and, like, be, like, the Lord of my life. Like, honestly, like, I could just go and get a, like, I could just go and just do whatever I want. Like, why do I have to, like, just be in this season? Like, why? And why am I suffering? Why am I just not where I imagine being in life? And I remember after that, like, they prayed for me. And, like, honestly, after they prayed for me, because it was, like, a good bit long prayer. But like I remember like they all laid hands on me and like they were praying. And I don't know. I think one thing that if someone is atheist and you're listening, or maybe share this with a friend who is atheist. But if there's one thing that I could say is a difference between being Christian atheist, I will say it is community. When you are atheist, think about it. What do you what is something that connects you to a friend? Like, what do you have that connects you to a friend? It's things of this world. Things of this world are not eternal. When you are a follower of Jesus, you're a disciple, you're a Christian, because that's what a Christian is. It's a follower of Jesus. When you are a Christian, you have the living, active, breathing God who connects you to another person, another believer. And so even though like we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we face these troubles and everything, like we consider it pure joy because like all of our suffering, like it's for a reason. But then also like we have Jesus who was a suffering servant. We have Jesus who knows us. He loves us. He cares about us. Like when he shed his blood on the cross, it was for all of us. Like every single debt, every single sin that we committed, it was all done when he like shed his blood on the cross. And so, yeah, you're like, that is the number one thing about Christianity versus like atheism, is like it's the community. Like you're in a body of believers, and like when you get to heaven, you all rejoice, and like you get to be on this earth and have this like this level of rejoicing, but you know that it's nothing compared to like the glory of like meeting our Heavenly Father. Yeah. And so yeah. Praise God, because I don't feel behind for my age anymore. But also, praise God, because you don't have to keep feeling behind and being in the season of life that you're in. And so, yeah, just know that, like, I think this is wrapping up at this point. Thank you so much if you listened the whole time, or even if you've, like, you know, scrolled in all the things. Like, thank you so much for listening. Whether you listen for a little minute or just, like, these past, like, 27 minutes. But yeah, y'all, like you're in a season where like you feel so behind for your age, or you feel behind in your marriage, or you feel behind in your finances. Let's go back to this marriage thing. If you feel behind in your marriage because the Lord has not given a child yet, or if you feel so behind in your marriage because like the Lord hasn't given you a child yet, I just want to give you the scripture real quick, which is 1 Timothy 6:11. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you make the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Fight the good fight. Like, know that, like, I just want to encourage you, like, you're just, like, really struggling. Know that, like, the Lord's time is perfection, but also, like, just fight. Like, fight for, like, don't even try to fight for all the things of this, like, all the things that everybody around you or your circle is telling you to fight for. Fight for all the things that the Lord has given you, and fight for it every single day. If you struggle with love, fight for love. If you struggle to just like stay faithful, which is steadfast to the Lord, which is like literally what I've been struggling with over these past 6 months of like being faithful to the Lord, then fight for steadfastness. If you are fighting with being gentle and like being loving and being kind, ask the Lord, Lord, please help me. Like literally at the daycare I work at, there's this one little boy. Woo! I love him to death. But woo! If you work with kids, you know how they be. And so something that like I try to practice with him is I'll say his name. And I'll call him Peter. I'll be like, that's not his real name, but let's just call him Peter. I'll say, Peter? And I'll say his name. I'll be like, Peter, say, Lord, please help me. And he'll say, Lord, please help me. Because I do that when he's like, when he needs to calm down. But also, I want him to learn, like, you know, you don't calm yourself down. Like, you don't have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. You don't have righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. You don't have these things. The Lord has these things. And if you go to the Lord, he will give you everything. It's like today in this sermon, I was listening to, I was at church. But yeah, that's another thing. You in a season where it's like you don't feel like going to church, honestly, just watch online. I like, it is amazing to be in a body of believers. But honestly, if that is the one thing that you can do is pull up that sermon, then pull up a sermon. Okay, but back to what I was saying. All right, so what was I saying? I'm sorry, y'all. I got a little sidetracked. We were talking about fight the good fight. Okay, so fight the good fight. We were talking about fighting a good fight, but also talking about the sermon from today. Oh, yeah. All right, so the sermon from today. All right, so I remember in the sermon today, what was he talking about? I cannot remember. I'll link it below, but I cannot remember what he said. Yeah, I just cannot remember. I'm sorry, y'all. And also, we're at 30 minutes, and so I need to probably wrap this on up. But yeah, my encouragement to you is just keep going, fight the good fight of faith. Know that the Lord has you, He keeps you, and also know that the Lord is good. Like, His mercies are new every single morning. Like, the Lord endures. Like, the Lord is good in every single season. Whether you're in a Job season, you're in a season where everything is popping off from you, or you're in a season where it's like, Lord, where are you? Or you're in a season you are trying to find the Lord. If you are trying to find the Lord, please keep listening and subscribe to this episode, to this podcast, for real, for real. But like, no matter what season that you are in, know that the Lord has you, and He doesn't just has you, like, He keeps you. Like, oh, I just cannot be done with this episode. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry this is going so long, but we gotta keep going. Just know that, like, in every single season, the Lord keeps you. And also, like, all your days are numbered. Like, there is nothing, when I say nothing, like, nothing, there is not even like a food you eat or something you drink that the Lord doesn't know. Like, there is nothing in your life that you go through or that you endure or whatever that the Lord does not knows. Like, the Lord is all knowing. He's omnipresent. Like, all of our days are numbered. Like, He has, like, when we confess Jesus Lord, like, our names are written in His book. Like, He knows every single thing. And honestly, when you are in a Job season, you're in a season where you feel behind for your age or whatever you feel in behind in, one of the main things that the Lord is going to attack you in, one of the things that the enemy is going to attack you in is that the Lord is good. His goodness, like, He is just good, point blank, period. Like, He is good. Like, His goodness is not like a man. Like, God is not a man that He shall lie. And so it's just like, when you are in a season where it's like you don't understand what's next, or you don't know where the Lord is placing you, please know that the Lord is good. Because that is one of the first things that the enemy goes after, is that the Lord's good. Because if the enemy can have you believe, the devil can have you believe that the Lord is not good, he can also help you believe that your life is not good, or that every single thing that you're going through is not good. Literally, James 1:3 says, "Consider pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." When we face all these trials, it's for perseverance. It's for our faith to get built up. When I look at these past 6 months, and I'm not talking about these past 6 months to brag about feeling better in Jesus. I'm talking about these past 6 months because if you are feeling behind, I don't want you to keep feeling behind. I want you to know that the Lord is there and He is near. And it's not even just, I want to feel behind. Like, the Lord, like, He already knows where you're at. And when I say that, I think about, it's like the parable of the lost son. If you don't know, it's in Luke. I'll link it below, like, where you can find it in scripture. But it's like, when you look at this parable of the lost son, he had ran away from the Lord. He had squandered his wealth. He had just ran away from what he was given. But when he came back, what did his father do? His father grabbed like a rope. He put it on him. And he basically said something. He said something along the lines of, this is a gap prayer for us. He basically said something along the line of like, oh, welcome. We're going to have a whole party. And he threw a party for him. It's like, when we come back to Jesus, it don't matter if you've been away from Jesus for 6 months, 6 years, like, he's always there. Like, he knows us. He knew we were going to run away anyway. But it's like the parable of the lost son. No matter where we're at, no matter how far we go, no matter just how far we are from the Lord, he is always there. And he is always ready with open arms. And I rebuke against every single lie from the enemy in Jesus' name that says, like, if we committed a sin, if we cheated, we lied, we stole, like, all these different things. Like, even murder. Like, if we, or we told a lie, like anything, like there is no sin that can separate us from the love of like our Lord Jesus. Like, there is nothing. Like, there is nothing. And if you've been taught lies of like, you got to do this to go back to God, or like through works or something, yo, that's not Bible. Like, just straight up, like, it's not. Like, we are saved by grace through faith alone. If there's one thing you do tonight, please do that one thing. It's just read that verse in Ephesians over and over again. We are saved by grace through faith alone. Like, when, oh, I just cannot get past this episode. Woo! Y'all, we are saved by grace through faith alone. It is not through works. When Jesus died, it was not a work. Like, oh, that is a whole, y'all, when Jesus died, it just was not even work. Like, Jesus's death in itself was done through faith alone. It wasn't done as a public act. Like, yes, he acted in humility, but like, even his humility was done in faith. Like, y'all, oh my gosh. Like, to believe that Jesus is Lord, oh, if you believe that Jesus is Lord, I promise you, like, your life is going to change. But also, I promise you that, like, the only thing you have to do is believe and confess Jesus Lord. So you listen to this podcast episode, and you want to like give your life to Christ, all you have to say is, Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner. I believe that you live for me. I believe you died for me. And Lord, I want to be saved. I say that to say, because those are those same words that I said a few years ago when I got saved at a kitchen table. Praise God. And those are the same words that, like, you're going through a season where you feel so behind, you're going through a Job season. Those are the same words that you need to tell yourself, is that, Lord, I thank you for who you are, Abba. I'm a sinner, and Lord, I want to be saved. Or, Lord, I thank you that I'm saved if you're already saved. Like, yeah, salvation is just such a great gift. And I think sometimes in a Job season, or just feeling so behind. And what is even feeling behind? It's based on worldly standards, like, just being straight up. Like, you have a baby at 40 or 30, like, versus having a baby at 20-something. Like, what is the behindness coming from? Is it coming from the world? Is it coming from your expectations? Or is it coming from, like, where is it coming from? And so I say all this to say, like, whew, even the season you feel behind, like, know that the Lord has you, he keeps you, praise the Lord. And also know that, yeah, like, you are not forgotten. And yeah, rooting against any lie of the enemy that says, like, you are forgotten. Like, think about Hannah. Like, she prayed, and she prayed so earnestly for a child. Like, she prayed and she prayed. And even when she got that child, when she had Samuel, I believe it was, when she received Samuel, she gave that kid back to the Lord. So, like, say you're in a season where it's like, you don't know where the Lord is at or whatever. It's like, give whatever, or you've come out of the Job season. Give whatever is back to the Lord. Give the business back to the Lord. Give the child back to the Lord. Like, yo, give it back to the Lord. Because, like, whoa, there's a scripture. There's a scripture I was trying to get to. There's a scripture that isn't, it's like in 2 Timothy. It's somewhere in 2 Timothy. But it basically says something along the lines of, I'll link it again below. But it basically says something along the lines of, like, we brought nothing into this world. We can take nothing out. Woo! Y'all, that scripture done messed me up. I was like, oh, that's always been in the Bible. That's one thing about the Bible. Like, it is active and alive. Like, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. While also, like, there's sometimes, like, you'll read the Bible, it don't matter how long, like, you've been reading your word. Like, there's sometimes you read the Bible, you be like, oh, that's in the Bible. Oh, that's there. Oh. Like, that scripture in 2 Timothy, like, we brought nothing to this world, we can take nothing out. Oh, I was like, oh, that's been in the Bible. Oh, that's there. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right, y'all. I think that's enough for this episode. And I think it's enough. I don't feel like there's, I think this would be a good place to end. But yeah, you've listened to this whole episode, or you listened to the last 3 minutes or whatever. I just hope and pray that like the Lord has met you where you're at, but also I hope you stay around. Like, y'all, I'm back. Praise the Lord. So Worthy is back. Praise the Lord. And yeah, I'm just so excited for all the things to come. And so yeah, I love you, and I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week, and I hope tonight you just pray. And so, yeah, pray. I'll just pray for just, yeah. You know what? I'm telling you, this podcast episode is just not going. it's just not going how I imagine it at all. But praise God for the Holy Spirit that leads us. But you know what? Instead of just like ending this episode, honestly, I haven't been back in a while. I'm just pray for us and pray for the Lord. Keep us, because, yeah, I know I'm not alone and feeling, like, so behind. And then also, like, yeah, I'm going to just pray real quick. And so, I'm going to pray real quick, and then we're going to hop off. Okay? All right. Abba, I just thank you for who you are. Lord, just thank you just for your way and your will. Abba, thank you that you are just such a good, good Father. Lord, I just pray over just whoever's listening, Abba, for them to hear that you are good. That, Abba, if there's not one thing that they hear, Abba, they hear that you are good. And so, yeah, Lord, thank you for just your goodness. Abba, I thank you that your mercies are new every single morning. I thank you that you are Abba, you are Father. Lord, I thank you that every single thing that we need, you supply. Lord, I thank you that you supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. Abba, I thank you for just every single fruit of the Spirit, Lord, that is in you. And the only way we receive these things is in you. Abba, I thank you for love. I thank you for joy. I thank you for peace. I thank you for patience. I thank you for kindness. Thank you for gentleness. And yeah, thank you for self-control. And so, Abba, just pray over any of our friends, Lord, who are just struggling with this. Abba, I just pray for them to know that all these things are in you. Lord, thank you for keeping us, Abba, in every single season, every Job season, and every single thing. And yeah, Lord, just thank you for just all of who you are. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, of how it's new every single morning. Abba, I pray over every single person listening to this, Lord. Pray over their week, Lord, for them to spend just a day, Abba, with you. And Lord, that when they wake up, they say good morning, Abba. When they go to bed, like, they just scream your name and everything. And so, yeah, Lord, just pray that they just spend their day with you. Lord, pray for them to learn you, love you, grow in you. And yeah, and if they aren't saved yet, Lord, pray for them to just believe and confess Jesus, Lord. But yeah, Abba, I just pray for just your way and your will. I thank you for So Worthy. I thank you for this podcast. Thank you for all the things that you'll do with this platform. And Lord, I pray over this podcast for just your spirit, Abba, your way and your will. And yeah, I just pray just for your way and your will. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to So Worthy, the podcast. And yeah, I just thank you just for coming in. If this encouraged you, this inspired you, you felt like this spoke to you, please save it, share it, and yeah, listen to it again if you need to, because the Lord speaks in so many different ways. But yeah, I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.